Coming up on May 18th, we have Groovin' in the Grove happening in a celebration for WDIY, an annual party, and it's going to be held up South Mountain at a great site for this. And really excited to have two members of the band that are playing there that day here in the studio today. So the James Super Sarah Ayers Band is performing for the Groovin' in the Grove gig that's coming up, and I want to welcome you all to the studios here at WDIY.
Hello. Nice to be back. Brings back memories.
James Super in here, and also Phil Pelors. Welcome, Phil.
Why, thanks. Glad to be here.
You know, you guys have, how long have you been together now?
You know, Carlos, I don't know, man. I know it's at least 10 years I've been performing with Sarah. Phil and I have been together going on four years now.
Right when COVID hit, I joined the band.
Yeah.
Played three gigs,
great
and everything
timing.
Shut down.
Yeah. So we're doing, he and I have been playing a lot together, along with Sarah as an acoustic trio. But the band, you know, is commanding big bucks. So whenever they can afford us, we put together the five-piece show, which is with Rich Gagne on bass and Charles Kiska on drums.
Great. What would you like to start us out with today, James?
Well, we're going
to
do an old Taj Mahal song from the Senior Blues album. It's perfect for a musician. It's about phone numbers, so check it out. It's called Real Bad Day. Of a real old coat, it just got by me some way. Must have had a real bad day. She says she was all moved in and her apartment sure looked fine. Suggests I come by and see her sometime. She said all her fixtures were new and I'll turn them on for you. Woo. She said, I get home at 6:15 and I'll be waiting for your call. Honey, I'll fix it something I'm sure you're gonna love, but we don't have to, we don't have to eat it all. Problems of life out here on the road. Little notes like this ain't got no area code. I don't know what to say. I'm having a real bad day. I'll be waiting for your call. Honey, I'll fix this something I'm sure you're gonna love, but we don't have to, we don't have to eat it all. That's one of the problems of life out here on the road. Little notes like this ain't got no area code. I don't know what to say. I'm having a real bad day. Ah, I don't know what to say. I'm having a real bad day.
James Super and Phil Pelors here in our studio, WDIY. And that's such a great tune. It's fitting for a rainy day like this.
It really is, isn't it? You know, Taj Mahal's always been one of my favorites, and I'm really bummed that I haven't got a chance to see him live yet, but, you know, maybe one day.
I think there's still time.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You know, he just put out a new one. It was a live recording.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard. He's something special about him, you know, something real special about him. And he's one of these, he's on my bucket list of people. I mean, I love to listen to his music, but I really would love to just talk to him. So.
Well, you know, I guess looking at your website, I saw that Muddy Waters is a big influence for you. And
yes, has always been. Because of all the harmonica players that traveled through his band, you know, that's where I really got. I mean, I must have had 25 Muddy Waters albums. I used to bring them in here when I was doing my vinyl show, you know, and, you know, that's where I learned to segment and to categorize all the different harp players that came through his band. And from there, it was just a plethora or an endless catalog of blues music. So Muddy was a huge influence.
And you were, I guess, selected as best harmonica player in through the Lehigh Valley Music Awards for 19 years.
I think so, yeah. That's a long time ago. I canceled out the 20th year, and I said, look, please give it to someone else. So they gave me a 20-year legacy award. That was quite a few years ago.
Well, nice. That's a nice honor.
You know, there's a lot of great harmonica players in the Lehigh Valley, and I always felt kind of bad that, you know, it was a peer thing, like, you know, fans and peers for that particular category. So I was working it, you know. I was working a lot in those days. I still am, actually.
Well, that's great. I mean, I see you've got a lot of gigs coming up, and you perform both as a trio and the whole band. You were mentioning that before. And Phil, who's with us today, is part of that trio. And, you know, I had you in here a lot of years ago, James, and it was really great when I had you in, so it's really terrific having you back. It's the first time I've had Phil in. So
that's great.
Really glad to have you, because I've seen you back in the 80s at Cannons.
Cannons.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just a whip. I was 19, 20 years old when I first started playing Cannons with Phil.
That's with the tall Stahl. Guys.
Yeah.
Correct. You and Mike McMillan and
Dick the Stick Klein, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fine band. That was really Roots before
band.
They called it Roots.
Yeah, well, it was pretty much us just playing whatever the heck we wanted to play. You know, and we'd do a Hank Williams tune, then we'd turn around and do Purple Haze. You
yeah.
Know?
Was that so we were two never, guitars and drums?
Nah, just trio.
So Mike McMillan was playing bass?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mike
yeah?
Mike was playing bass. He's a good bass player.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very few people know that. Mike was a guitar player with Midnight Shift for a long time.
Yeah, right. That's when I seen him last perform. I miss Cannons, though. That was
yeah.
That was a stomping place for a Tuesday night, you know? I mean, I really cut my teeth at Cannons, along with a couple other places where Phil Stahl's open mic was. And, I mean, that's just, like, for me, that's really, like, my musical beginnings, because I really didn't have much of any stage presence. I wasn't even 21 years old, I don't think. Don't tell the LCB that. But one of the first places was right here in Bethlehem. I can't remember now. It was right on... Oh my gosh, I can't remember, Carlos. Sorry.
Well, let's go.
There was the 4Gs. Mm. There was Funhouse.
Yeah, but it wasn't one of those. It was off of Broad Street. Anyway.
Oh well.
So many different.
I know.
Yeah.
Venues, you know.
It was cool because back in those days, Bethlehem had its own scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
It was
It was a great
scene. Cyclone Rangers.
It still is. Cyclone Rangers. Oh, my God. Second Avenue. That's another place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the club scene is always evolving, and it's kind of changed a lot, and it seems to be more like microbreweries now.
Well, you know, we're making our share of that. We're doing a lot of wineries and a lot of microbreweries, and that's where the money is. If you're working a full-time gig like we are, you got to work where there's work, you know, and we're very happy about that.
So James Super and Phil Pelors from the James Super and Sarah Ayers Band in to play this afternoon. How about playing us another tune?
Phil, why don't we do that Lil George song we were talking about?
Oh, okay. Or do you want to do the... all right, we'll do this one. G. Gosh. Your song doesn't need any introduction. But I'm going to introduce it anyway because I like being redundant. So it's a little feet tune.
see the bright lights of Memphis, the Commodore Hotel. There beneath the streetlight, I met a Southern belle, and she took me to the river. There she cast her spell, and in that Southern moonlight, she sang a song so well. If you be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. We can walk together down in Dixieland, down in Dixieland, yeah. Yeah, we hit all the hot spots. My money flowed like wine. Then that Southern whiskey, Lord, well, it began to cloud my mind. And I don't remember church bells, the money I put down on that white picket fence and boardwalk on the house outside of town, Lord. But do I remember where she called my name, and all our nights together, yeah, the strength of her refrain. If you be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. We can walk together down in Dixieland. So long since she went away, that guitar player sure could play. She always liked to sing along, and she was always handy with a song. And then one night in the ballroom, the Commodore Hotel, I met a bartender, and he said he knew her well. He began to hum a song, and all the boys there along the bar, they began to sing along. If you be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. We can walk together down in Dixieland.
James Super and Phil Pallors from the James Super and Sarah Ayers Band here, live in the studios at WDIY. And great to have you guys come in and play some tunes for us in advance of the picnic coming up on May 18th.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. You bet. So I've seen you a lot over the years, James, and your repertoire has evolved and kind of flexed a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I recall you playing with Mike Dugan at America Plots up at the library. That's quite a while ago.
Oh, my
right
gosh.
During Music Fest.
Again, I did a lot of shows with Mike Dugan. He was really another one that really kind of gave me a shot. And, you know, we became and still are very good friends. And to me, he's one of the best guitar players that ever came through the Lehigh Valley. And I just cherished every moment I had with him. But I did play with him for quite a bit. I was young back then. I didn't know Phil.
Mike was always...
Kind of in a class by himself.
He really was. He had a secret. Not a lot of people know this, but he's old enough now I can reveal his secret. He was a left-handed person, but he played guitar right-handed. That's why his fret hand was so strong because, you know, anyway.
That's why his phrasing was the way it was.
He was in a league of his own, and I really enjoyed Mike. But you're right. I have evolved. I don't like to be considered a blues player anymore. I know that sounds kind of like hypocrisy, but... You know, I've been playing the harmonica long enough where I listen to classical music every day, and I love, you know, music as a whole now. And, you know, it took me a long time to understand music, but, you know, I know now when I listen to Tchaikovsky how emotional his music is. And I know that because I listen to, like, hundreds of different classical artists, you know, throughout, you know, any given month, and I can hear that. So, you know, music has evolved all the way around for me, so as well as has the harmonica for me. When I got my first minor keyed harmonica, and then I started hearing notes in my head, I was able to play notes that I was hearing in my head for years, but couldn't get them out, you know. I always joke around with everybody in the band that, you know, I'm really not that much of a musician. I'm more of an entertainer. The music part has, you know, I've been way ahead of my own skill level for many years. That's why I surrounded myself with musicians that were way better than me my whole career, because I needed to learn, and I have learned. And, you know, the harmonica has evolved with me as much as my music has.
You know, it's interesting that you're a big classical fan, because another person who surprises me about that is, from a musician point of view, is Rick Keebler.
Oh,
of the Ultra Kings, big classical buff.
He loves classical like he likes his cars.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about that, actually.
Matter of fact, he's playing tonight at Grumpy's.
Yes.
But is that a place you play up there also?
We used to play there all the time. It's a great place, and we're huge supporters of them. It's just not been on our radar since COVID. Great place, and we support them.
So do you all, since you're kind of opened up, you know, you're trying to do things more than blues, do you negotiate with the band members, like what kind of songs you want to try to do, and how does that work out?
I have my people get in touch with his people. And
you know, when it comes to the music that we play in the band, you know, it is very important to keep the music fresh, and we are fortunate now. We've been rehearsing a lot, which, you know, in my history, I have not rehearsed with my band all that often. But now we have new players in the band. The bass player is only a year old. The drummer is brand new. You know, we're finding that there's so much material out there. But I'm going to tell you a real quick story here. Dave Smith is the reason why I have evolved musically, because, you know, when Dave Smith, bless his soul, we miss him. He left us, but when he came into the band, he wanted to play harder stuff, and I didn't realize how much I liked harder rock music until Dave and Mitch started playing this stuff, and it opened up a whole new door for me. And I really enjoy singing harder music, and that's when the Black Sabbath came in, and that's when Jethro Tull came in. Now we incorporate it all. We can play, you know, Muddy Waters and Black Sabbath in the same set, and I think that's a really unique thing about us, is that we are very versatile.
Yeah,
I'm turning you into the Tall guys.
Well, and Phil, like, every time we have a new member join our band, it really does evolve into something better. And, you know, this guy, I can play with Phil, you know, I still play with him, and he plays songs that we've never played before. So he's an encyclopedia or a catalog of stuff we've never heard.
Well, you mentioned another tune you were thinking involves getting paid. Is that something you guys could do for us?
Let's do it, Phil.
Yeah, what's that one called?
It's called As Soon As I Get Paid. Ring-a-ling with the telephone. Is the man of the house at home? Your MasterCard is overdue. Mr. Supra, we need a payment from you right now. Yeah, right now, right away. I said, look, I ain't got nothing to send you today. I'ma give you all your money soon as I get paid. Soon as I get paid. The joint was jumping, it was Saturday night. Her hair was long and her dress was tight. I looked at her and she looked at me. Corn liquor started flowing till a quarter to three. Oh yeah, yeah, till a quarter to three. Hey, Mr. Bartender, I'm gonna get you straight. I'm gonna give you all your money as soon as I get paid. As soon as I get paid. Now, looky here. Monday morning, money gone. It's a doggone shame. Don't you worry, you'll be fine. You'll get yours when I get mine. Woo. Uh-oh. Got a letter from the IRS. Your tax return is a terrible mess. We want our money, we don't want to wait. Please come in and see us on such and such a date right now. Yeah, right now, right away. I said, I ain't got nothing to send you today. I'ma give you all your money soon as I get paid. 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 Soon as I get paid.
James Supra and Phil Pelors from the James Supra and Sarah Ayers Band live in our studios here at WDIY. That's a great tune.
Isn't it? It's right up our alley.
Now, when was that written?
It's not one of ours. Am I allowed to say?
Sure.
It's a Keb Mo song.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, Keb Mo, when we covered his song on a Craig Thatcher duo CD that we did, we had to pay twice for that song.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all. You know Keb Mo's doing really well because his lawyers do their job. So yeah, you had to pay for the music and the lyrics separately from.
Wow.
And it was a big chunk of change, but.
So I guess that's a downside to recording other people's songs.
It really is. Tough. And you know, as I'm getting older, I've done one thing in my life. I've written about 25 songs and they all have one thing in common. They're all awful. This guy can write songs, man. Really, really well.
So does the band perform some of Phil's?
We do. Yeah, we do. And Sarah's. So okay. They're the songwriters of the group. And like I said, we love to be able to be versatile in that regard. And how great is it when you can have the best of both worlds, you know, playing all the music that's in the world plus stuff that these guys create on their own too. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, we're glad that you're playing Groovin' in the Grove on May 18th for the WDIY annual party, and really honored to have you all in the studios. And
really looking forward to it.
It'll be good.
Well, would you like to close us out with one last tune?
I think we would, man. I'm going to take you to church a little on this one.
Tell me who's that riding,
trying to revelator.
Tell me who's that riding,
trying to revelator.
Tell me who's that riding,
John the Revelator
wrote the book of the seven seas. God walked down a hill one day and called Adam by his name. Adam didn't answer, 'cause he was naked and ashamed. Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that riding?
John the Revelator
wrote the book of the seven seas. I went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. I asked the Lord for mercy, take me, baby, if you please. Well, I went down to Rosedale, tried to flag a ride. Down to Rosedale, tried to flag a ride. Nobody seemed to know me, everybody passed me by. Ask my poor friend, you know you ask my friend, will he drown? Yeah, ask my poor friend, ask my friend, will he drown? I do believe, believe sinking on down.
That's James Super and Phil Pallores of the James Super Sarah Ayers Band. Really great and to have you here in our studios and playing live for us today.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having us. We're looking forward to May 18th.
Make sure you get your tickets online at WDIY.org. I'm Carlos Benjamin, and we'll be back with another half hour of music before we take you to All Things Considered for NPR right here on 88.1 WDIY Allentown.